读一点主的话语。
Let's together read Lord's words.
首先，请大家翻到《民数记》第一章。
Please turn to Book of Numbers, Chapter 1.
我们还是读第一节到第三节。
Let's read from verse 1 to 3.
以色列人出埃及地后，第二年二月初一日，耶和华在西乃的旷野会幕中晓谕摩西说，你要按以色列全会众的家世、宗族、人民的数目计算所有的男丁，凡以色列中从20岁以外能出去打仗的，你和亚伦要照他们的军队数点。然后我们再读第二章第一节第二节。
Please turn to chapter 2, verse 1 and 2.
耶和华晓谕摩西、亚伦说，以色列人要各归自己的独下，在本族的旗号那里对着会幕的四围安营。好，我们再读第十章第十一节到第十三节。
Let's turn to chapter 10, verse 11 to 13.
第二年二月二十日，云彩从法柜的帐幕上收上去，以色列人就按站往前行，离开西乃的旷野，云彩停住在巴兰的旷野。这是他们照耶和华借摩西所吩咐的初次往前行。好，我们暂时读经先读这么多。
So we read the scripture up to now.
我们再有一点简单的祷告。
Let's have further words of simple prayers.
主，我们把心里面的感谢赞美献给你。
Lord, we offer up the thanksgiving and praises from our heart.
因为你在你的爱中再给我们机会。
For in your love, you have once again given us the opportunity.
把我们一同召聚到你的跟前。
Gather us before your feet.
主啊，愿在这个时刻
，Pray that at this time.
你的爱充满我们的心。
Your love fills our hearts.
像作诗歌的人，他的心愿。
Just like the heart of the psalmist.
让你的爱征服我这个人。
May your love conquer us.
好叫我看见。我不再属我自己。
So we can see we no longer belong to ourselves.
我是属主的人。
We belong to you.
主啊，愿我一生做你的奴仆。
Do pray that we are your slaves our entire life.
一生来行你的旨意。
And we walk according to your will.
所以求你向我们说话。
Do pray that you speak to us.
借着你的话，让我们明白你的心意。
Through your words, so we can understand your will.
让我们能够遵行你的旨意。
And we can follow your will.
主啊，愿你的荣光吸引我们的眼目。
May your glory draw our eyes.
今天下午，我们再把自己、把弟兄姊妹交在你的手中。
Once again this afternoon, we offer ourselves and brothers and sisters onto your hands.
愿你祝福这段时间。
Bless this time.
叫父神的心在我们身上也得着喜悦。
So our Heavenly Father's heart is fully pleased on us.
祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
In the precious holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 昨天晚上我和弟兄姊妹有一点开头的话。
Last night I shared some opening words with brothers and sisters.
讲到这一次我借着教会走天路这个题目。
This time through the theme, the church walks the heavenly way.
和弟兄姊妹一同来分享《民数记》里面的内容。
So share together with brothers and sisters the content of the book of Numbers.
昨天晚上我们已经讲到，我们先思想呢，在《民数记》里面教会的意义是什么
？First, we meditate upon the meaning of church from the book of Numbers.
我们知道教会这个词呢，在新约圣经里面，主耶稣用过两次。
Lord Jesus has used the word church two times in the New Testament.
那么使徒保罗用过无数次，我没有仔细去查过。
Apostle Paul has used this word many times, which I did not count.
在每一次出现的时候, 都特定地讲到他某一方面的意义。
Each time as this word appears, it talks about one aspect of its meaning.
那么在民数记里面呢, 并没有用教会这个词。
In Book of Numbers, it did not mention the word church.
只称作神的百姓。
Only mentioned the people, children of God.
我们是用旧约的圣经预表的方式来明白教会的意义。
We use Old Testament as a type to understand the meaning of church.
所以昨天晚上我们提到呢, 从民数记头两章, 我们看见三方面教会的意义。
So from the first two chapters of Book of Numbers, last night we see the three different meanings of church.
第一个是讲到是神的居所,是神的帐幕,他的会幕。
First, talk about the dwelling place of God and it's the tabernacle of God.
第二个讲到神的百姓的时候,说是神的军队。
And second, when talking about the children of God, it talks about it's the army of God.
第三个呢,讲到在会幕里面的侍奉, 用利未人和祭司来做一个代表。
And in the ministry of the tabernacle, it uses Levites and priests as representatives.
弟兄姊妹们,若是我们今天在肉身中, 要像旧约的以色列人一样,
So if today in our flesh, we would like just to be like Israelites in Old Testament.
我们能够经历神,他的同在,并他亲自的引领我们。
We can experience the presence of God and His own guidance.
我们来过教会的生活。
To live our church life.
过今天在世界上面,地上的年日。
And to live out our days on earth.
我们明白这些意义。
We understand the meaning.
而且我们追求能够活在这个话语的实际中。
And we pursue to live in the reality of the word.
我们呢,相信神是信实的。
We trust that God is faithful.
神也是慈爱的。
And He's full of loving kindness.
他必定把他自己在旧约时代怎样带领以色列百姓,也坐在我们身上。
He definitely will work out this reality of how led the Israelites in the Old Testament time on us.
所以我们每次来聚会, 我们个人的生活, 我们要保守神的同在。
So each time as we come to a gathering, in each of our own daily lives, we have to keep the presence of God.
我们在凡事上面, 让基督, 让神在我们身上得着主权。
In all things, we let God and Christ to have the full authority, dominion on us.
我们用信心呢, 竭力地来进入神赐给我们在基督里的安息。
And by faith, we strive to enter into the rest of the Christ.
另一面呢,
on the other hand,
我们也追求属灵生命的长大和正常健壮。
And we also pursue the growth of the and the strengthen of this spiritual life.
好,我到这个 Newark来啊。
As I come to Newark.
听见弟兄的祷告, 每一个祷告都说我们要穿上基督全副的军装。
I hear each brother's prayer is that we have to put on the full armor of God.
我相信呢,我们弟兄心里面是盼望大家都长大了。
I trust our brother really wish hopes that everyone grows up.
好叫我们呢, 在这一个邪恶混乱的时代,
so that in such evil and crooked generation,
我们不仅能够视透仇敌的诡计,
not only we can discern the evil schemes of the enemy,
并且我们能够抵挡仇敌一切的攻击,
and also we can resist all the attacks of the enemy,
我们能够靠主站立得稳。
And by the Lord, we can stand firm.
弟兄姊妹们, 这是我们追求有一个正常的教会生活。
So we are pursuing to have such normal church life.
不仅如此,
not only that,
我们还追求每一个人, 我们蒙恩得救以后, 我们就爱慕能够服侍我们的神。
And we also pursue that each one of us saved by grace that we can desire to serve our God.
我们愿意做一个属神的人。
And we are willing to be someone belongs to God.
我们在平时的生活和教会的聚会的里面。
In our regular routine lives and our church gathering.
我们做等候神的人。
We be someone wait before God.
好,这个 waiting on. 我们是站在神的面前侍立的仆人。
We are waiting on God and we are servants to wait before Him.
弟兄姊妹, 若是我们这样追求, 我们有这样的心愿, 这是我们聚会的一个标杆。
So if we have such pursuit and also have such heart, that's our goal for gathering.
我们一定会经历主在我们中间说话。
We definitely will experience Lord speak to us in our midst.
会容许许多的事情发生在我们中间。
And Lord allows many things happen amongst us.
那我们就开始上路了。
So then we start our journey.
所以就是教会开始要走一条属天的道路。
So church starts to walk this heavenly way.
我们在民数记里面看, 以色列人呢, 他们走的是旷野的路。
In the book of Numbers, we see the Israelites walk the way of wilderness.
而且我相信当时呢, 云柱火住在他们在旷野,还没有路的, 就是旷野。
And I trust that back then, when pillar of cloud and pillar of fire was guiding them in the wilderness, there was actually not a specific way. It was only wilderness.
但是为什么我们要称它做走天路呢？
But why do we call it the heavenly way?
我要稍微做一点点的说明和解释。
So I would like to briefly explain.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们知道我们在地上呢, 生活, 人生好像是一条路。
Our earthly daily lives is just like a way.
那么教会在一起的聚集和敬拜, 它的方式的表现也是一条路。
The expression of the gathering and also worship of church is also like a way.
如果这些的做法, 这些方式, 都是用我们自己的看法, 兴趣和观念来做的话,
If we do all these using our own ways, our own opinions, our habits, our thoughts,
那个不是天路,
that is not heavenly way.
啊, 我们看见以色列人到了西乃山底下,
We see when Israelites come to the foot of Mount Sinai.
他们在那里住了有一年之久。
They lived there for about 1 year.
然后神带领他们起行。
Then God took them going forward.
他们没有说我们要往哪里去, 我们就照着自己的意思走。
They did not say we go based on our own thoughts.
乃是神借着云柱和火柱来引导他们。
But God guided them through the pillar of cloud and pillar of fire.
而且他们要走的, 他们的目的地是神为他们定好的。
And their destination is already being set by God.
所以以色列人在旷野里面这个行动,
So this movement of Israelites in the wilderness,
那个目的是神的目的。
Their destination is the goal of God's own goal.
他们行动呢, 谁先走第一, 谁走第二队, 都是神做安排。
Their movement of which camp goes first is also being arranged by God.
他们朝东走, 朝西走, 往南走, 往北走, 是神借着云柱火柱来引导。
And God guide them through the pillar of fire and pillar of cloud to guide them either go north, east, or southwest.
而且他们一路行走的时候, 神的同在在他们的中间。
And as along the way, God's presence is with them.
换句话说呢, 他们每一步路都清楚地经历神与他们同行。
So in other terms, each step of their way, they clearly experience God walks with them.
而且他们每一次碰见有需要、有缺欠的时候,
And each time when they face what they need or what they are lacking,
即便他们有埋怨, 但是神的答应总是丰丰富富的供应。
Even though they complain, but God has fulfilled them richly, abundantly.
他们在神的供应中间还有自己的不满, 他们有失败的时候, 也神亲自来管教他们。
And even during God's provision, they have their own complaints or even their failures, but God disciplined them.
因着这个缘故,
Because of this,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 我们称他们走的这条路叫做天路。
So we call the way they walk on is the heavenly way.
好, 我们基督徒, 若是不认识这个点,
If us Christians don't understand,
我们在个人的生活或者教会的聚会的里面,
In our own lives or the gathering of church,
我们照着今天人的传统还有别人的方法, 我们参考别人的做法, 我们这样做的时候,
If we do things based on our traditions or what other people do,
或者我们也不认识什么是神的同在,
or we don't understand what is the presence of God,
我们失去了神的同在都不知道的时候,
we don't even realize we have lost the presence of God.
我们可能也做了很多的事, 我们也走了一段的路程,
we might have done many things or walked a lot of ways.
弟兄姊妹, 那不是天路,
that is not heavenly way.
好, 所以我们看见了, 他们的行动是神发起的。
So God has initiated their movement.
是神带领的。
God guides them.
是神与他们同行的。
God walks together with them.
是神供应他们的。
God provides.
并且他们的行动呢，是以神定规的目的做他们的目的。
And their movement is based on the destination appointed by God.
弟兄姊妹，若是你我回去了，深入的思考这件事情。
If we return and then deeply meditate upon this.
这跟我们今天进入神的旨意有非常重要的关系。
This has a very important point for us to enter into the will of God today.
并且我们看他们在旷野里面的这38年或者40年的时间。
If we look at their 38 years or the 48 years in wilderness,
他们安营或者起行。
When they encamp or they set forward,
他们遇见各样的试探引诱和难处的时候，
they have met all kinds of temptation, attractions, or even difficulties.
他们一直活在一种动态的情况里面。
But they are also continue to move in such dynamic conditions.
他们在对在一种动态，不是一个静态的情况。
It's not a passive. They are not just staying there.
弟兄姊妹们，我们人呢都喜欢安逸。
All of us would like to find rest.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹你是不是像我这样。
I don't know if you are just like me.
我在读大学的时候，我就盼望以后我做事了，我就有经济能力了。
I hope that when I was in college, I hope that after I start to work, then I would become financially stable.
我如果经济有能力，我要怎样找到一个自己的居所？
So once I become financially stable, I hope to find my own place.
我年轻的时候很喜欢听音乐，听古典音乐。
When I was younger, I liked to listen to classics.
我就想到我以后呢，一定要在家里有一个音乐室，要怎样来买好的这个设备。
So I thought about I should have a stereo room to set up the good equipment.
我总是想有一天我一定会达到，我就一切就满足了，这就我开始享受我的人生。
I thought I would be fully satisfied once I reach this point, I can start to enjoy my life.
但直到今天呢，我的孙子都很大了，我还没有达到我的目的。
But even until today, my grandson is very big already, but I still have not yet reached.
我的人生呢，一直都在变化。
My life continues to change.
今天我不晓得弟兄姊妹你来聚会。
I don't know when you gather today.
你看聚会好像不满我的意。
You might feel that the gathering is not satisfactory.
我就希望呢，我拼命祷告，有一天呢，聚会能够达到一个满意的光景。
So I keep praying and hoping that one day the gathering will be based on my own satisfaction.
我相信所有爱主的弟兄姊妹，爱神家的弟兄姊妹都有这个心愿。
I trust that this is the desire of all brothers and sisters who love God and love the house of God.
我们可能对教会生活呢，都有一个美好的愿景。
It might be we have such a dream plan for church life.
我们希望我们能够有一天活在那个光景里面，那一切就心满意足了。
And we hope we can live in such condition one day, then everything should be satisfied.
你看，我们每一个人都想要达到一个安逸的情况。
Each one of us would like to find this resting point.
达到一个呢，我可以停下来的情况。
To reach to a condition that we can stop.
而且一直停在那里，变成一个静止的状态 ，static.
Stop there to the point to become static.
弟兄姊妹们，但是在民数记里面找不到这种情形。
But we cannot find this kind of condition in Book of Numbers.
神一直带他们往前。
God continues to lead them to move forward.
不仅是动态的，而且是多事的。
Not only dynamic, but also with eventful.
而且是动荡的。
And also turmoil.
有的时候他们之间，有的是外面有攻击。
Sometimes it's among themselves, or sometimes attacks from outside.
你看营里面有时候会有各种的喧闹，甚至争吵。
There might be all kinds of turmoils or even arguments within the camp.
弟兄姊妹，为什么会这样情况呢？
Why would such condition happen?
因为这是一条属天的道路。
For because this is the heavenly way.
弟兄姊妹，若是你我不认识这一个，
If we don't understand this,
我们看见很多爱神的儿女们呢，
We see many God's children.
在他们信主的年日里面，一直找不到一个家。
During their times when they believed the Lord, that they could not find a home.
一直没有办法把自己投身在弟兄姊妹中间，一起来学功课。
They can never trust themselves among brothers and sisters to learn the lessons together.
一碰见一点不美好、不满意的事情， 我们消极的就停止聚会几个礼拜。
As soon as they meet something negative or something not to their satisfaction, then very negatively they stop gathering for a few weeks.
甚至于呢，有的时候我们就去别的地方聚会。
Or even further, we might just go meet somewhere else.
所以我自己啊，在初期服侍主的年日里。
So during my earlier days of serving the Lord.
有一个弟兄很有意思。
A brother was very interesting.
他每个月一定到我们中间来一个礼，一个主日。
This brother always come to our gathering once.
而且他来聚会的时候很亲热，和弟兄姊妹非常的好。
And he's very close to each brother sister.
所以我跟他熟悉了以后，我就问他为什么你只来一次呢？下个礼拜能不能来呢？
So after I become closer to him, I ask him, why do you just come once a month? Are you able to come next week?
他告诉我说，伯弟兄，我怕来多了跟你们熟了就出问题。
He told me that I'm afraid if I come very often, I become closer to you, then problems might rise.
他说我的教会生活，他说他有一套他自己的看法。
He has his own thoughts about his church life.
昨天我们讲到，在神的心中，基督只有一个身体，只有一个教会。
Yesterday we mentioned that in God's heart, that Christ has only one body. There's only one church.
这是一个事实。
It's a fact.
是一个永世的事实。
It's a fact in reality.
但是一放到时间中，放到我们堕落的人性的里面。
But once it's placed in time and in our corrupted nature.
我们看见了。今天有地上的众教会
，Then we see many assemblies，
而且众教会都不一样
，And each assembly is different. Assembly is different.
不仅呢，在这个语言上面，还有习惯上面、教导上面不一样。
Not only different in language or the way they do things or teachings.
有时候连聚会的目的都不是神给我们的目的。
Even the goals of their gathering is the purpose of their gathering is not from the Lord.
所以神的儿女们中间就有许多的分歧。
So there are many differences, divisions among God's
children. 因为这个分歧产生出很多的痛苦。
And because of this division, many suffering.
所以有的人就变得非常的聪明。
So some become very smart.
我们那位弟兄就是这样。
That's what happened to that brother.
这是他的哲学。
That's his
philosophy. 他说我住在这个大温哥华地区。
He said that I live in this such great Vancouver area.
这是差不多快40年前。
It was about 40 years ago.
他说这边呢，华人就超过了将近快要20万。
There were more than 200,000 Chinese.
那么讲中文的聚会呢，就有无数的聚会点。
And there are numberless of those gatherings that speak Mandarin.
他说你知道我怎么看各个聚会吗
？Do you know how I view each gathering?
就好像唐人街上面的每一家中餐馆一样。
Just like each restaurant in Chinatown.
这一家卖广东菜。
This restaurant
那一家卖湖南菜
，That one is 湖南
那一家卖另外一个口味的。
That restaurant has another.
我不要每个礼拜都吃一个口味的。
So I don't want to take eat the same taste.
这是他的第二个理由。
That's his second.
第一个理由熟了会产生难处。
First reason is after become close to each other there will be problems.
我们真的做家人就不是用礼貌了，对不对？就是直来直往。
If to be family members, then we don't be polite with each other. We're straightforward.
直来直往的时候呢，那就考验我们里面是基督的生命多呢，还是我自己天然的个性多。
When we are being straightforward with one another, then it tests whether within us is the more of the life of Christ or more of my own life, nature life.
弟兄姊妹，若是我们用那样的态度来过我们的教会生活。
If we have such attitude to live out the church life,
你我没有走上天路
and we are not walking the heavenly way.
所以我自己侍奉主以后呢，差不多有30多年的时间，我每天跟主说：“主，你的道路在哪里？”
So for more than about 30 years after I start serving the Lord, every day I ask the Lord, "Lord, where is your way?"
我也问我自己，我也问主说：“主，我到底有没有走在？”你引领的那条属天的道路上。
I also ask myself and ask the Lord whether myself is walking on the way that you are guiding me.
我们再看民数记。
And we look at Book of Numbers.
你看见他们中间是常常发生事情。
They are a lot of things happening amongst them.
我们甚至可以讲有很多的难处在中间。
And there are so many difficulties.
但是每一次神在他们中间说话做事。
But each time as God works and speaks amongst them,
你看见神的带领永远是积极的。
You see God's guidance is always positive.
我们的神永远不是消极的神。
Our God is never a negative God.
而且他永远不放弃他的儿女们。
And he never forsaken his children.
这个叫我们非常非常的稀奇。
This is very, very amazing.
若是你我要在我们人生中经历患难，经历痛苦。
If for us, we go through all the difficulties and sorrows in our life,
反而得着了基督，反而有属天的祝福存留在我们身上。
But then we gain Christ and also gain the heavenly blessing that's remaining upon us.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要像民数记的以色列人一样，跟随我们的神，走他命定的这条路。
We should be like the Israelites in the book of Numbers, follow our God to walk on this appointed way.
那么教会怎么走这条天路呢?
So how can church walk this heavenly way?
啊, 所以我要讲一点行走这个 walk这个字。
So I would like to talk about this word walk.
今天若是我们从主的话语里面明白一点神对他救赎的儿女的心意。
So if through God's words we understand a little bit about his heart toward whom that he has redeemed.
我们先是从个人开始,
start from individual.
或者是少数的个人开始,
or minority.
但是汇集到最后成为所有的弟兄姊妹都一同来这样追求。
But eventually sum up to all the brothers and sisters pursue this way.
怎么追求呢?
How to pursue?
就是我们愿意照着神话语的吩咐。
That is according to the commandment of God's word.
并且寻找圣灵今天在我们中间活的带领。
But I'm also seeking the living guidance of Holy Spirit among us.
我们来实行教会的生活和教会的侍奉。
We execute the life of church and also the ministry in church.
好，弟兄姊妹们，今天因为呢，可能很多人还没有信主，对于什么是基督的教会，就自己有一个观念。
Many people today, before they believe the Lord, they might have their own thoughts about what's the Church of Christ.
我碰过不止一个的从国内来的朋友。
I have not met on just one from friend from China.
他们告诉我说呢，我没有离开中国以前，我也去教堂的。
They told me that before I left China, I also go to church.
我问他你什么时候去教堂啊？
So I asked them, when do you go to the church?
每年12月圣诞节我就去看看基督徒是怎么过的啊。
They told me that they each Christmas, then I just go to see how Christians live out the Christmas.
所以他信了主以后呢，他就认为每一个聚会应该是那个样子。
So after they believe the Lord, they have this own thoughts about how a gathering should be.
我们没有读圣经。
We don't read the Bible.
但是我们已经决定了教会应该是这个样子。
But we already determine in our mind that how church should be like.
我们不知道神对于这些他的心意是什么。
We don't understand what God's will is.
但是若是真实，是神引导我们走属天道路。
But if truly God guides us to walk the heavenly
way. 那么我们从少数的个人汇聚起来，成为团体。
So from this minority of few individuals, we gather together become corporate.
我们把从圣经 神的话语，我们所领受的真理。
So from the truth we receive from God's words.
我们付诸实行。
We exercise it.
弟兄姊妹们，我们真正的去这样来聚会和生活。
We truly practice and live this life.
弟兄姊妹，我们就开始上路了。
So we start our journey.
你知道，在教会历史中呢，每一个时代都会，主会到处去寻找有没有这样的人。
In each time period in church history, God is seeking this kind of people.
我在年轻时候读到呢，在奥地利的这个 Herrnhart 那里发生的事情。In
my younger days, I read in Herrnhut in Austria what happened.
那里呢有一个奥地利的贵族，他是一个公爵。There's
a nobleman.
他是一个爱主的信主的人。He
loved the Lord and believed the Lord.
那个时候在南欧有逼迫，所以他就接受了很多的难民到他的领地里面。As
there was persecution in the southern Europe, so he has accepted many refugees to his territory.
在他们聚集在一起的时候呢，他们可以在一起生活，但是他们有很多的难处。
They were able to live out together, but there were so many difficulties.
最难的是他们组织一同的聚会。
And the most difficult part was when they gathered together on Lord's Day.
他们有许多自己的背景，有自己的习惯，还有自己的经历和解释。
They had all their backgrounds, their habits, and their own experience and their explanation.
后来这一个带头的这个贵族弟兄青城多夫。
Then this nobleman Zinzendorf, this brother.
他就邀请一些弟兄姊妹。
He invites some brothers and sisters to pray about this condition. They read the Bible. Then the Holy Spirit opens them up. They understand God's will. Then they pray to the Lord that are we able to, according to your words, we break the bread to remember you.
不是以往的那样的，是所谓的圣餐而已。
And this breaking of the bread is not just like the
just Holy Communion.
Not just like the Holy Communion.
他说我们在这里是要照着你的话语，我们虽然不一样，但是你把我们做成一了。
Here we are, would like to do according to your words, although we are many, but according to your words, we are one body.
所以我们每个人都愿意放下我们自己。
So each one of us would like to lay down ourselves. We accept one another in Christ.
在1727年,
in 1727,
3月27号,
March 27th,
那一个主日,
that Lord's Day, they break the bread according to this truth.
那一天剥饼的时候，圣灵像五旬节一样。
That day when they broke the bread, the Holy Spirit descended upon them just like the Pentecost.
那个复兴维持了大概有100年的时间。
That revival lasts for about 100 years.
弟兄姊妹，我那个时候读到这个，我心里面非常受震撼。
I was truly had a great impact when I read this.
想想我们呢，也不过跟他们一样。
Actually, we're just like them.
弟兄姊妹们，我们盼不盼望我们能够走在这条？
Do we have the desire we can walk on this heavenly way? It's not an easy way to walk on.
我们这样把主所启示的真理真正摆在我们自己中间来实行的时候,
When we try to execute this truth which is revealed from the Lord,
我们就会发现难怪以色列人要用40年来走完11天的路程。
Then we finally realized why Israelites had to take up 40 years to finish 11 days of journey.
所以他们说呢,
so they say from the wilderness of Sinai onto Canaan.
照着地理的距离走11天就够了。
Based on the geographical location, the distance geographically only takes 11 days.
但是照着属灵生命的那个距离啊,
But based on the distance of spiritual life,
要38年,
takes 38 years.
啊, 这说出啊, 我们原来那个天然生命, 属地的生命,
it talks about our nature life, which is earthly life.
跟基督呢, 属天的, 那个属灵的生命, 差距有多大?
And how big is this gap between the heavenly and spiritual life of Christ?
弟兄姊妹, 若是我们把神的话语真理啊, 当作 要求和规条或道理来读的话,
if we read God's words and truths as law or requirements or ordinances,
弟兄姊妹们, 我们就会发现, 我们呢, 行了10条啊, 犯了1条, 我们就软弱了。
Then we find that even though we can follow 10 of them, but if we disobey one of them, then we become so weak.
约翰福音第5章里面, 有主耶稣行了一个神迹。
So in the Gospel book of John chapter 5, our Lord has done a miracle.
那一天主耶稣看到一个在这个第四大池子旁边的一个瘫痪了38年的人。
That day our Lord has saw a lamb who was paralyzed there for 38 years near the pool of Bethesda.
那么主问他说, 你要痊愈吗?
Then the Lord asked him, would you like to be healed?
这个人说啊, 先生啊, 我在这里等了这么多年。
And this person said, Master, I have waited here for this many years.
因为犹太人他们相信了, 这个毕斯大池子里面水里面有波纹荡漾的时候，谁第一个下去，谁就得医治。
For the Jews believe that whenever the pool of Bethesda, the water moves inside, whoever goes in first, then they can be healed.
因为那个波纹荡漾的时候，就是神差遣使者来向人施怜悯的时候。
As the water moves, then it's when God sent His angel to be merciful to man.
他说每次池子动了，我到那里的时候，我都有人比我先下去了。
This paralyzed person say that each time when the water moved, that there's always someone before me who went down to the pool first.
主耶稣就用一句话。
The Lord you only use one word.
起来，拿着你的褥子回去吧。
Get up and take your blanket and return.
他那一天就起来了。
And he walked up.
因为那天他得着了属天的生命。
For that day he has gained this heavenly life.
弟兄姊妹，这说出我们若是用自己的温柔，用自己的善良。我们想要过一个属天的教会生活。
This talks about if we want to use our own gentleness or goodness to live out this heavenly church life.
用我们自己的热心和努力，我们来过一个讨神喜悦的敬拜和侍奉的生活。
Or if we use our own zealousy or efforts to try to please God with a worshiping life.
我们一定失败。
We definitely will fail.
这就说出以色列人在旷野里面。当他们走这条属天道路的时候
，So this talks about when the Israelites walk this heavenly way in wilderness.
他们开始认识了，他们有一个非常迫切的需要。
They start to realize they have such a urgent need.
这一个迫切的需要就是让基督那个属天的生命来过他们在地上的生活。
And this urgent need is to let Christ, this heavenly life, to live out their earthly life.
弟兄姊妹们，这个行走它的意义就是我们照着神的吩咐来过教会的生活和侍奉。
So the meaning of walking means according to God's commandment, we live out the church life and service.
那么从民数记的里面哈。
In Book of Numbers,
我们看见了以色列人在旷野中行动，他们受几个因素的管制。
The way of Israelites' movement are being governed by several factors in wilderness.
如果今天我们呢能够认识并且持守这些原则
，If today we can understand and also keep hold of those principles,
那么我们在地上的生活和侍奉。
Then our life and ministry today on earth.
我们才会有一个正确的态度来跟随主。
We will then have the right attitude to follow the Lord.
我想我快快的提就有五个点哈。
I would like to mention five points.
第一个呢，从民数记第一章到第四章。
First is from chapter 1 to 4.
我们看见了以色列人他们的这个生活。啊，他们安营，还有他们行走的，他们都有一个中心的。
We see there's a center of Israelites' life, whether they encamp or when they move.
这个中心啊，就是神的帐幕。
The center is the tabernacle of God.
好，我们讲到呢，神的帐幕在民数记，它的属灵意义说出今天神的家就是他在地上的教会。
The spiritual meaning of the tabernacle of God is God's house.
如果我们今天呢，要能够走上神所带领的属天的道路
，If today we can walk the heavenly way led by God，
弟兄姊妹，我们一蒙恩得救
，As soon as we are saved by God，
我们要寻找一个具有教会实际意义的一个聚集。
We have to find a gathering that has the reality of the meaning of church.
把自己投身在其中。
And we entrust ourselves in there.
或者我们已经在一个聚会的里面。
Or it might be we are already in a gathering.
我们要彼此的鼓舞，彼此的劝勉。
We have to encourage one another.
我们要照着神对于教会的旨意，我们来聚会，来生活。
And we have to gather and live according to the will of God to our church.
这好像是初信造就的题目哈。
It's something as if it's for the beginning of the truth.
或者是基要真理。
Or the basic truth.
我不晓得我们在我们中间的弟兄姊妹传福音人得救了以后。
I don't know, after we share gospel and after people believe the Lord,
我们有没有为着出信弟兄姊妹呢,有基要真理的教导?
Have we ever taught those brothers and sisters who just believe the Lord the basic foundation
of truth?
The first lesson is that we are being born again. We believe the Lord.
然后讲受浸,
and talking about baptism.
受浸以后讲什么呢?
And after that, what we talk about?
我们要讲加入教会,
we talk about we enter into church.
不是你变成一个聚会里面的会员,
not become a member of a meeting.
而是你要看见我们是神家中的人,
but we have to see that we are the member of the house of God.
而且我们要看见我们已经是基督身体上的一个肢体。
And we also have to see that we are one of the members of the body.
要有这个认识,
we have to have this understanding. And we are born into this
family. 那么我们和弟兄姊妹有一个不可分割的关系。
And we have this relationship that's not able to be separated from brothers and sisters.
我们所以有肉身的家庭, 让我们能够领会属天属灵的事情。
We do have our fleshly family so we can understand heavenly and spiritual family.
我们肉身的家庭里面, 现在呢, 可能中国, 大陆出来的弟兄姊妹们，有很多你们是一胎化政策的家庭。
It might be in our fleshly family, many brothers and sisters from China, you only have, there's only one child in your family.
对，我们的兄弟姊妹都是我们的堂兄堂弟啊，或者表兄表弟了。
So then brothers and sisters seem like our cousins.
但是不管怎样,
but no matter what,
这些我们的这些 弟兄姊妹,
all those brothers and sisters
不是我们自己选择的,
are not chosen by ourselves.
而且不论他好或坏, 我们的关系永远在那里。
Regardless of how good or bad they are, but our relationship is always there.
啊, 弟兄姊妹们, 虽然兄弟姊妹有的时候也会有闹意见,
even though between brothers and sisters there might be different opinions.
啊, 我知道有很多跟我同辈的弟兄姊妹, 他们 家里兄弟姊妹多得不得了。
I know that among my age, there are many brothers and sisters who have many fleshly brothers and siblings in their family.
有一位弟兄啊, 他家里有10个兄弟姊妹, 都是一个妈妈生的。
One of the brothers gathered with me that he has 10 siblings at home.
好, 我们每次爱宴呢, 我们祷告完了, 才吃半碗, 他已经吃完了。
Each time after during our love meals, that even right after we only pray, but he already finished his meal.
而且他是吃饱了，真的不想再吃了。
And he was already full.
我问他，你为什么吃这么快呢？
We asked him, why do you eat so fast?
他说从小10个人一起抢东西啊，不吃快就饿肚子了。
He said, when I was young, 10 siblings had to fight for the food.
这就是家庭。
And that's family.
你知道今天我们在一起聚会。
Today we gather together.
我们要认定一个聚会，这是我属灵的家。
We have to set our mind that this gathering is my spiritual home.
如果你认定了这一个，而这个聚会呢，服侍的弟兄姊妹又认识教会的意义。
If you have this mindset and also those brothers and sisters who serve understand the meaning of church,
弟兄姊妹，你是有福气的。
Then you are blessed.
你会长大。
You will grow.
你会得着喂养。
You will be fed.
你会经历圣灵在你身上说话、带领、管教、供应。
And you will experience how the Holy Spirit speaks to you, discipline you, and also provide you.
很可惜，今天很多爱主的弟兄姊妹连这个点都不认识。
Unfortunately, there are a lot of brothers and sisters who love the Lord not understand this point.
他们不是不聚会。
It's not that they don't gather.
但是在聚会生活上，从来不把自己投入在
But they have never entrusted themselves among brothers and sisters.
非常的客观,
and they are being very objective. Just like that brother I mentioned.
弟兄姊妹, 这样我们会增加很多关于基督的道理和知识, 生命不会长大。
If we do this way, we will gain a lot of knowledge about Christ, but our life will never grow.
什么叫做会幕做中心呢?
What does it mean by having the tabernacle?
我们的生活里面要留意有没有主的同在。
That is, we have to pay attention whether there is the presence of the Lord amongst our lives.
我们的聚会的里面，大家重视的是主的同在还是工作的发展。
During our gathering, do we pay attention to the presence of the Lord or the growth of the work?
是生命的长进, 还是我们外面的活动？
Do we pay attention to the growth of life or the our activity?
弟兄姊妹，这个决定你我身上，你我中间有没有神的带领？
This decision has to do with whether we have God's guidance amongst us.
你知道我在侍奉中碰过好多弟兄姊妹。
I have met many brothers and sisters among my service.
起先来聚会的时候非常的喜乐。
When they first come to a gathering, they're so joyful.
他说我们找到了，我们找到了。
They say that we have found this.
我哪找到怎么？他说我找到交通，找到神的家了。
I asked them what have you found, and they said we have found the fellowship and also God's house.
但是经过一段日子以后，他们开始慢慢不来了。
But after a period of time, they started not coming.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
所以我去看望他们，想了解到底发生什么事情。
So I visit them, would like to know what happened.
是不是我们做了什么事，或有人说错话得罪你了？我们应该彼此认罪。
Is it that we say something wrong or offend you, or we did something wrong? Then we have to
say sorry. 弟兄，不要误会。
Then they say no, no, it's not that.
因为我原来没有来聚会以前，我生活有一个中心的。
They told me that before I come to the meeting, there's a center of my life.
因为呢，他说我的家族在这个城里面很多的很多的成员。
For my family has a lot of members in this town.
我们家族呢，每个礼拜都要有一次全家吃一次饭。
There's each week our family will gather together once to have a meal.
但是我来聚会以后呢，教会变成一个家族了，也要每个礼拜又聚会，又有爱宴，又有祷告聚会，各式各样的活动。
But then after I come to a gathering, to come to gathering become another family, then there are a lot of different love feasts or even prayer meetings.
他说我发现我没有办法，很多的冲突。
Then I find there's a lot of conflict.
弟兄姊妹，爱主的人，你就发现你聚会到一个地步，没有聚会，你好像生活失去了中心一样。
Those who love the Lord, you will find that once you gather to the point that if you don't have meetings, then you feel that you lost the center of your life.
就好像一个车轮呢，那个车轴中心呢被抽掉了，这个轮子就垮掉了。
Just like the center of the wheel, if the center is being taken out, then this wheel is collapsed.
神的同在。和弟兄姊妹在主里的交通。
God's presence and the fellowship with brothers and sisters in the Lord.
有一些弟兄姊妹呢，不知不觉进入了这样的生活。
For some brothers and sisters, without themselves realizing, they enter into this life.
他们有时候因为工作的缘故要出国出去出差。
Sometimes because of their job, they have to go on business trip overseas.
他回来的时候就说。
When they return.
他说我在旅途中啊，就在想了，现在弟兄姊妹应该祷告了。
During my trip,
你看我一个人在外面。
During my trip, I thought this is the time brother and sister should be praying, but I'm alone by myself.
现在弟兄姊妹在剥饼了，你看我在这里陪客户吃饭。
Now brothers and sisters are breaking the bread together, but I'm now here having meal with customers.
他说我好想回去啊。
I really want to go back.
他说我才一出门，一上飞机我就觉得不舒服了。
As soon as I left home to go on the flight, then I don't feel comfortable.
你知道这个感觉。是有中心的。
This sense it has a center.
神的家成为他人生的中心。
God's family become the center of his life.
你知道每一个世代，神儿女们中间有这种光景的时候，那是一个复兴的光景。
When there's this such condition among God's children in each generation, that's the revival condition.
在一个城里面，若是有一般神的儿女们过这样的生活，那个城是蒙祝福的城。
If there's a group of God's children live out this life in the city, in a city, then that city is blessed.
弟兄姊妹，你我可以成为这样的祝福。
You and I can become such blessing.
第二个。
Second.
他们所有的行动。
All of their movements.
或者他们的安营。
Or their encampment.
他们的根据乃是根据于会幕上面的云柱和火柱。
Their movement is all based on the pillar of fire and pillar of cloud above the tabernacle.
如果我们仔细去读民数记第九章
if we read numbers,
十五节到二十三节
if we read numbers chapter 9 closely verse 15 to 23
弟兄姊妹们你会看见呢云柱起行的时候那就是耶和华的命令
when you see that when the pillar of fireWhen the pillar of cloud starts to journey, that's the commandment of Jehovah.
他们说他们就照着耶和华的吩咐起行。
Then they journey according to the commandment of the Lord.
他们的每一个侍奉, 每一个生活中的安排,
So each arrangement of their service and their life is being arranged by the Holy Spirit.
为什么教会需要祷告呢?
Why does church need to pray?
为什么服侍的弟兄姊妹们需要禁食来祷告呢?
Why do those brothers and sisters who serve need to fast and pray?
我们知道, 在使徒行传里面,
In Book of Acts,
主耶稣要升天以前,
Before our Lord ascends,
他吩咐门徒们,
He commanded the
他说,
disciples,
你们要留在耶路撒冷,
He said that you have to remain in Jerusalem,
要等候父所应许的,
To wait for what Father has promised,
从上头来的能力, 就是所应许的圣灵,
The power from above, which is the Spirit of the promise.
我们知道他们等候了十天,
they waited for 10 days.
这十天是什么意思呢?
What does it mean with 10 days?
就是当初摩西他们每天早上起来, 带着恭敬仆人的态度, 看云柱有没有上升。
That is how when Moses each morning, they with a serving heart, like a servant, like a slave, that they look at whether the pillar of cloud has ascended.
弟兄姊妹, 教会的侍奉, 不是像公司的侍奉, 公司的工作。
Service in church is not like work in company.
我们在公司里面有的时候, 大家是什么, brainstorm, 是不是? 大家提意见, 然后我们来策划一个东西。
When at work, that you might be doing brainstorming to plan something.
今天很多人在社会上很成功, 所以就把这一套带进神的家里面。
Many people are very successful with this in society, therefore they bring this into church.
当我们这样做的时候, 圣灵在我们中间就不被尊重了。
If we do this way, then we are not respecting the Holy Spirit among us.
所以你看,耶路撒冷开始是他们有十天的等候。
So starting from Jerusalem, they waited for 10 days.
这说出他们完全的降服, 让圣灵代表基督来做主。
That means they completely obey to let Holy Spirit being representative of Christ be their Lord.
到了使徒行传第13章,
When it comes to Book of Acts,
我们看见教会要再往前去, 到外邦人中间去传福音的时候,
When church moved forward to share gospel among the Gentiles,
在安提阿的教会, 有5位弟兄, 他们禁食侍奉神。
There were 5 brothers in the church of Antioch.
什么是禁食? 不光是不吃饭而已。
To fast is not only not eating,
把他自己所有的权柄, 权力, 通通放下了。
But lay down all their rights, all their authorities.
合理的要求, 通通放下了。
To lay down all the
legitimate requirements. 他们等圣灵说话。
They wait for the Holy Spirit to talk.
当那一天, 圣灵说话的时候, 5个人都听得清清楚楚, 同一句话。
So when that day when the Holy Spirit spoke, all five of them heard the same thing.
我常常觉得我们今天很亏欠。
Often now I feel we fall short.
我们不是不等候。
Not that we
don't
wait. Each one of us go home to wait.
等候完了呢, 再来问看看, 你从主那里得着的答案是什么? 就一对呢, 10个人有8个答案。
And then later we come back and ask what's the answer you got from the Lord. But then maybe all the 10 people, 8 different answers.
那告诉我们说, 每个人身上云彩都不一样。
Then it tells us each one of us have different clouds.
到底是出于真的圣灵的, 还是我出于我自己的, 我们也说不清楚。
We can't even tell whether it's really from the Holy Spirit or from us.
弟兄姊妹们, 在旷野行走, 第2个原则, 我们要绝对的尊重圣灵。
The second principle to walk in the wilderness is that we have to absolutely obey, respect the Holy Spirit.
第3个原则,
the third point,
就他们遇见各样的问题, 各样的事情的时候,
when they face all kinds of difficulty and encounters,
借着民数记给我们看见了, 神启示出十字架的这个原则来,
through the book of Numbers, God has revealed the principle of cross.
首先呢, 我们看他们安营,
Let's look at them when they encamp.
今天我们在弟兄家看到一个可以空拍的一个无人飞机。
Today at the brother's house, we saw this airplane we can control and then take photos.
如果在民数记第2章啊, 他们那样安营的, 去空拍一下的话, 诶, 底下一看, 是个十字架。
If from Book of Numbers, Chapter 2, if we use this airplane that can go up to take pictures, when we look down, when they're in camp, it's like a shape of cross. For every three tribes are facing the same way toward the same direction, and the tabernacle is in the center.
弟兄姊妹们, 你知道吗? 他们所有的问题, 所有的事情的答案, 神用他儿子的十字架来回答。
All of the answers to their problems is based on the answer of the Lord's Son, Jesus Christ, cross.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们人生会碰见各种的问题。
We see a lot of difficulties in our lives. And church faces all kinds of different problems.
我们发现事情出问题容易解决。
If it's just a thing, then it's, there's a problem, then it's easy to be resolved.
最难解决的问题是在我们自己这个人身上。
The most difficult resolved problem is on us.
那么对我们这个人身上的问题, 神用什么回答呢?
So how does God answer toward the problems caused by us?
乃是借着他儿子的死和复活来回答。
Then he answers us through the death and resurrection of his son.
这个是我们看见。 整个以色列人在民数记他们行走第三个管制的原则。
And that's the third governing principle of Israelites walking.
那么第四个,
And the fourth principle.
在民数记第十章第33节。
In Book of Numbers chapter 10, verse 33.
在那里我们看见当以色列人拔营 开始往前走的时候,
we see that when they start to move forward,
走在他们最前面的乃是约柜,
what's most in front of them is the ark.
有人这样讲啊, 这约柜啊, 离他们呢, 大概有1000轴的这个距离。
Some people say that the distance between ark and them is about 1000 cubits.
所以呢, 远远的看呢, 好像约柜就是一个点一样。
So if you see from far, then the Ark of Covenant is just like a little dot.
这个1000轴啊，是从约书亚记里面我们看见。
And we see this 1000 cubits is from Book of Joshua.
以色列人要过约旦河的时候，神吩咐约书亚哈，要叫祭司们先把约柜抬起来，走在前面，离营了1000轴。
When the Israelites have to cross the Jordan River, then God commands Joshua that they have to bear up the Ark of Covenant, which is to walk ahead of them, which is about 1,000 cubits.
所以啊, 约柜啊, 成为他们行动的先锋。
So the Ark of Covenant become the pioneer of their movement.
他们每一步路都根据于约柜的样式。
Each step of their way is based on the pattern of the Ark of Covenant.
这讲到教会啊, 我们真的开始行动, 就是实行, 比如说我们该怎么拨饼, 怎么领诗歌。
So it talks about once the church moves, how we execute things, such as how to break the bread or how to lead a hymn.
或者神的儿女们怎样彼此接纳,彼此交通。
Or how God's children accept one another, fellowship with one another.
弟兄姊妹,那个先锋乃是我们的主耶稣自己。
This pioneer is our Lord Jesus himself.
弟兄姊妹,所有的一切的实行必须是照着基督。
So when all things are carried out, it has to be according to Christ.
我们知道在初期的教会啊, 神的儿女们也受很大的搅扰。
During the early church time, God's children have been fully under a lot of what's being disturbed.
我们知道在哥罗西的教会,
in the Colossian church.
今天很多读圣经的人讲呢, 哥罗西啊, 是产生异端的一个城市。
Many people say that church, the city of Colossae has a lot of heresies.
啊, 那里有很多的哲学思想。
There are many philosophies.
啊, 有很多的人间的做法。
And there are many men's ways.
啊, 有各种的这种经验的说法。
And much is based on experience.
有各种的疑问的东西。
Much based on all the letters.
所以保罗告诉他们说, 你们呢, 不要照着今世的小学, 和那些哲学,你们要照着基督。
So Paul told them, do not be according to the teachings of this world and the prince and the philosophy, but you have to base on Christ.
好, 弟兄姊妹, 这不仅是对侍奉的弟兄姊妹, 我们需要有这样的认识。
Not only the brothers and sisters who serve have to have such understanding.
比如说呢, 我们要安排一件事情, 是不是照着过去的习惯呢?
For example, when we make some arrangement, is it based on our past
experience?
Or we try to see how other successful meetings do, then we try to copy them. It might be that what they do is according to God's will.
但是弟兄姊妹们,
but we have to thoroughly base on the Bible and also according to Christ.
He
is the pattern.
And he
is the author and finisher of our faith.
好,弟兄姊妹们, That's our
Lord being our pioneer.
那么第五个点啊,
and the fifth principle.
我简单的讲一下, 在14章的第11节,
in chapter 14, verse 11,
我们读一下好不好?
Let's read it together.
耶和华对摩西说, 这百姓藐视我要到几时呢? 我在他们中间行了这一切神迹, 他们还不信我要到几时呢? 然后 24节,
Verse 24,
唯独我的仆人加勒, 因他另有一个心智, 专一跟从我, 我就把他领进, 他所去过的那地方, 那地, 他的后裔也必得那地为业。 好, 我们看见, 在这里哈, 有一个重要的要素, 就是信心。
We see there this important factor, that is faith.
我们在旷野跟随神的引导, 行动管制的原则。
Based on the movement that governs the principle as we move in wilderness.
好, 不论发生什么事情,
regardless of what happens,
我们要彼此, 要先摸自己, 我这个反应是出于相信主, 还是出于我的理性。
First, we have to discern my reaction, whether it's out of from my faith from the Lord or from my own rational.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们也要彼此的提醒, 我们要学习用信心来依靠主。
We also have to remind each other that we have to depend on the Lord based on faith.
弟兄姊妹们, 若是我们能够在这几个点上面认真的寻求,
if we can truly seek the Lord earnestly based on those principles,
请原谅我用我自己的表达方式,
please forgive me using my own way of expression.
我们常常听见一些主的仆人们讲, 我们的生活侍奉要受意象的支配。
Often we hear God's servants say that our service, our life have to be governed by vision.
好, 那么什么叫做被意象支配的 侍奉和生活呢?
So why is the service and life that's being governed by vision?
我想呢,
so you can judge based on those 5 points.
我们不应该呢很主观的说这个人是跟随意向，那个人不跟随意向。
We should not subjectively say this person follows vision and that person
not. 我们必须要用神的话语 来衡量我们自己这个人。
We have to measure ourselves based on God's word.
如果我们在这些点上面, 我们向着主的话, 我们是忠心的。
If we are faithful toward God's words of based on all those 5 points,
我们不一定会用高言大志来发表一些什么东西。
We might not be able to express something with great words.
但是弟兄姊妹, 你是一个有意向的。
But you are someone with a vision.
你是一个跟随意向的人。
And you are someone following the vision.
你是一个跟随神走天路的人。
And you are someone following the Lord for the heavenly way.
如果我们一同聚会, 大家都同意这样的原则, 我们来聚会。
If we gather together and we all agree upon the principle,
弟兄姊妹, 那我们聚会是非常有福气的。
Then our gathering will be very blessed.
我们真可以称呢, 是 走天路的教会,
we can truly say we are the church that walks the heavenly way.
或者说呢, 教会走天路,
or the church that walks heavenly way.
这是我今天, 补昨天没有讲完的。
So I'm just supplementary to what I haven't finished last night.
那么我还有一点时间, 这一堂是不是到6点钟? 我还有大概20分钟, 我把第二堂我和大家稍微简要的交通一下。
I still have about 20 more minutes, so I would like to share briefly about the second point.
我的第二堂呢, 我是要和弟兄姊妹交通, 关于行动的预备。
Second session, I would like to share with you the preparation for the walk.
我们请大家读几节的经文。
Please read a few places of scriptures.
我们读民数记第一章。
Book of Numbers, chapter 1.
刚才我们已经读过了第一节到第三节。
We have already read verse 1 to 3.
我们读第四节。
Let's read verse 4.
每支派中必有一人做本支派的族长，帮助你们。然后我们读第十六节到十八节。
Verse 16 through 18.
这都是从会中选召的。各做本支派的首领，都是以色列军中的统领。于是摩西、亚伦带着这些按名指定的人，当二月初一日召聚全会众，会众就照他们的家世、宗族、人民的数目，从二十岁以外的都述说自己的家谱。我不去读了，我把经文给大家。
I will not read through each one of them, but I'll give you all the verses.
提摩太前书第三章第一节到第十六节。
First Timothy chapter 3 verse 1 to 16.
那么第二处的经文呢？我也不读了，我就把经节告诉大家一下。
So I will let you know this.Place of Scripture.
民数记第三章
Book of Numbers, chapter 3.
第一节到第四节
Verse 1 to 4.
五节到八节
5 to 8.
十一到十三节
11 to 13.
十四十五节
14, 15.
二十四节
Verse 24.
然后呢，我也不去读民数记的第五章第一节到第四节
Chapter 5 verse 1 through 4
然后第五节到整章的结尾
From verse 5 until the end of chapter 5
然后民数记第六章
Numbers chapter
6第七章
Chapter 7
第八章
And chapter
8一直到民数记的第九章十一节
Until chapter 9.
对不起，我看一下。民数记的九章十五节。
Until chapter 9 verse 15.
一直到第十章结束。
Until end of chapter 10.
好，我们讲到民数记是神引导他的百姓往迦南地去。
We talk about Book of Numbers is when God guides His people toward Canaan.
我们可以看见我们的神的引导是照着他的目的。
We can see that the guidance of our God is based on His goal.
我们的神做每一件事情都有他的目的。
Each thing our God does has His purpose.
这对每一个属神的儿女们，若是我们认识了，会减少我们很多的困惑和难处。
If for each God's children we understand this, then that we reduce our confusions or difficulties.
当神照着他的目的来引导他的百姓的时候
，When God guides His children according to His purpose,
神做事情呢，从来不冲动，不从来突发一个奇想来做事情。
God never does things spontaneously.
神总是先把这个行动。所要做的预备告诉他的百姓。
God always tell his people what he would like, what the preparation work.
所以民数记啊，第一章到第十章，我们称它做这个行动的预备。
So Book of Numbers chapter 1 through 10 we call the preparation of walk.
这个预备是什么呢？
So what is the preparation?
我用我的领会和弟兄姊妹分享一下。
So I would like to share with you my understanding.
我称它做神家中的行政。
I call it the administration of God's house.
我们知道神 是坐宝座的神。
God is the one on the throne.
他的宝座说出他管制的中心。
His throne is the center of his government.
那神这个管制呢，我们在我们身上实行的时候，那个叫做神的行政。
So when God executes his government upon us, that is called his administration.
那么在这十章的圣经里面呢，用新约的眼光来解读它，我们该怎么领会呢？
So how should we understand those 10 chapters based on the New Testament interpretation?
用保罗的话来讲呢，就是神要借着他的话语和他的仆人们。
So based on Paul's words is that God would like to through his words and his servants
在圣灵的引导底下呢，来建立基督的身体。
Under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, he would like to build up the body of Christ.
这个身体被建立起来了，才有教会生活和侍奉的实行。
So after this body is being built up, then there's the execution of the church life and its service.
所以每一个蒙恩得救的神的儿女们呢？
So for each child of God that's being saved by grace.
若是我们要追求个人属灵生命的长进。
If we would like to pursue the growth of each individual's spiritual life,
我们要追求有一个正常美丽的教会生活。
And we have to pursue this normal and good church life.
我们需要认识神的宝座。
We have to understand God's throne.
因着我们注视神的宝座，我们认识神的行政。
For when we look upon the throne of God, then we understand His administration.
就是神在他儿女的聚会，称作神家的。这一个范围的里面，神是怎么管理的
？That is how God governs among the boundary of His house.
若是我们认识了神的行政
，If we understand God's administration,
我们才可能跟弟兄姊妹同心合意的照着神的带领往前去。
Then we are able to be in one accord with brothers and sisters to move forward according to God's will.
如果我们不认识这个
，If we don't understand,
我们可以天天。祷告的时候说主啊主啊你是我的主
Each day we can pray that Lord, Lord, you are my Lord
但是呢在教会中一有一点的安排不合我的意思我就离开了
But as soon as there's some arrangements in church that's not according to my will then I leave
这样子我们就过了一个单独的个别的基督徒生活我们没有行走天路
Then if this way then I live out this individual separate Christian life, which we are not walking.
所以唯有我们认识神的宝座，知道他在他家中的安排。
So only when we know the throne of God and understand His arrangement in His house,
我们才可能照着神的引导和弟兄姊妹同心的走这一条属天的道路。
Then it becomes possible for us to be according to God's will and be in one accord with brothers and sisters to walk on this heavenly way.
我们才会真的过。正常的教会生活和合神心意的侍奉。
Then we can live this normal church life and a service that's according to God's heart.
今天呢，神儿女们很大一部分的难处不是弟兄姊妹不爱主。
The most difficulty among brothers and sisters is not that brothers and sisters don't love the Lord.
也不是弟兄姊妹不追求。
Not that brothers and sisters do not seek after the Lord.
也不是弟兄姊妹不肯服侍。
And not brothers and sisters don't serve.
而是因为我们不认识神的宝座和神在他家中的行政。
But because we don't understand, we don't know God's throne and not understand His administration at His home.
所以仇敌就借着这个来破坏神儿女们属灵生命的成长。
So then the enemy uses this to attack the growth of children, God's children's spiritual life.
若是我们认识了神在他家中的安排
If we understand the arrangement of God's house.
所以保罗在他要离开以弗所教会的时候
So before Paul left the Ephesian church.
最后一次他离开的时候他把提摩太留在那里
The last time before he left, he Let he leave Timothy behind.
他告诉提摩太说，你要留在以弗所办完我告诉你要办的那些事情。
He told Timothy, you have to remain in Ephesus to finish the things I asked you to finish.
如果单言不回来的话，你也知道在神的家中该怎样行。
He said that if I tarry and not come back, you still know how to conduct yourself in the house of God.
我们有一点跟随主的经历。
We have some experience of following the Lord.
我们在读圣经就知道， 保罗在那里讲的乃是神家中的行政。
When we read the Bible, then we understand what Paul talks about is the administration of God's house.
当我们明白了这个，
When we understand this,
我们接受并且顺服神行政的安排。
We accept and obey the administration arrangement by God.
接受神的带领往前走。
Accept His guidance and moving forward.
弟兄姊妹，那个教会是整体蒙福的。
Then this church corporately is being blessed.
那就像诗篇133篇讲到的，那个膏油不仅流过胡须，也流到衣襟。
Just like Psalm 133 says that this anointing oil not only flow to the beard but also onto the end of garment.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，这是何等美的一幅图画！
What a beautiful picture!
而且那个黑门山的甘露呢，降在锡安山，叫每一个弟兄姊妹生命都结果子。
And the dew of Mount Hermon descend upon Zion, so each brother sisters bear fruit in their lives.
我们个人的失败，
our individual failures,
或者是教会整体的停顿或者失败，
or the entire church being static or the entire church's failure,
常常或者大多数的原因都是因为我们违背了神的行政。
Most often the reason is that we are disobeying the administration of God.
所以民数记在这一方面给我们有非常美好，用图画式的、故事式的来给我们一个提醒和教导。
So Book of Numbers reminds us and teaches us using very good pictures or stories.
我要从民数记第一章开始到第十章，借七个点来讲到神家行政的七方面。
I will mention seven points about the administration of God's house through Book of Numbers chapter 1 and 10.
第一个点，在神的家里面有属灵领袖的原则。
First point is there's a principle of leadership in God's house.
就是带领和治理的。
That is to guide and also govern.
这些带领和治理的不是众人推选这个有才干的或者有经验。
For those who are guiding and governing is not being chosen by people.
而是神来安排来指定。
It's being appointed and arranged by God.
神是照着他们生命的光景。
God is based on the condition of their life.
这生命的光景包含两个点。
And there are two points of the condition of their life.
第一个，他们里面是有意向，换句话说，对神的心意是清楚明白的。
They have vision. They understand God's will.
所以刚才我们后面讲到那五种的表现，那显出这个人认识神的心意。
So we later will mention the five manifestations. That means this person understands God's will.
弟兄姊妹，若是所有在教会负责任的弟兄姊妹都有这种光景，那是一种非常美丽的和谐同心合意。
It will be such beautiful harmony and also in one accord if all the brothers and sisters who serve in the church have such conditions.
神在教会中呢，巴不得得着贵重的器皿。
God really have the heart to gain honorable vessel.
每一个人呢，若是我们肯在这些点上面降服于我们主的带领。
If each one of us are willing to obey God's leading in those points,
你我在我们生命的度量里面就可以成为别人的祝福。
Then in our life's capacity, we can become others' blessing.
第二个原则，
Second principle,
是属灵职责的原则。
Is the spiritual minister.
这个 responsibility.
The spiritual responsibility.
我们知道我们的神是恩典的神。
We know our God is the God of grace.
他把恩典赐给我们。
He gives us grace.
他在我们身上有一个的期望。
And He has a wish upon us.
就叫我们不要糟蹋了，不要枉费了神给我们的恩典。
So we don't waste and put in vain of the grace that God gives us.
怎么样能够不枉费呢？
How can we not put this in vain?
我们知道在恩典中人有当尽的本分。
We know that we have our own duties that in the grace.
这个是属灵的职责。
That's the spiritual responsibility.
我们的本分是什么呢？
What are our duties?
在主耶稣的救恩里面管好自己。
In the salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ, we govern ourselves.
管好自己的家。
We govern our family.
然后我们爱神的家。
And we love God's
house. 爱所有亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
We love all the dear brothers.
我想我不能去细讲了，我只是重点可以把它结束就好了。
I cannot mention details.
那么第三个点哈。
And the third point.
就是我们需要呢维系教会啊有一个正常健康的 生活和侍奉。
We have to keep a normal and healthy life and service in church.
有人讲，有人的地方就有问题。
Some people say that wherever there are men, then there are problems.
有人的地方就有政治。
Wherever there are men, then there are politics.
所以西方人的政治就是众人的事。
So
politics 就是 poly 就是多的意思。
So in Western world, poly means multi, then that's the thing of everyone.
人一多就有很多事情。
As long as there are many people, then many things happen.
所以我们要认识，在众人一起生活、一起侍奉的时候，怎样能有一个正常的光景。
So we have to know how to keep this normal condition when a lot of people are serving and live together.
对，民数记第五章告诉我们，第一个要保持营里面的洁净。
So chapter 5 of Book of Numbers tells us first thing is to keep the purity of the camp.
你要想想看，那时候离现在呢，差不多3500年前。
That was about 3500 years ago.
犹太人已经明白了公共卫生的重要性。
Jews,
是不是？
The Jewish people already understand
public health. 我们可能还手抓东西了，这个不注意卫生了。神告诉我说，你们营里面那些污秽的要摆在以外。
We might still used to grab food from our hands, but God tells us we have to keep the cleaning and the purity in the camp.
这跟我们的肉体、我们的血气有关系。
It has to do with our flesh.
所以有一个弟兄啊，等于是他做见证。
So one of the brothers testified.
他说我每次到聚会来，到了教会门口。
Each time when come to gathering before at the entrance door.
他在进门之前，他就停一下，叫他的姊妹也停下来。
Before him and his wife come into a door, he asked his wife and himself to stop.
他就闭着眼睛祷告。
And he closed his eyes to pray.
因为他是一个公司的这个技术部门的主这个 director。
For he's a director of the IT department.
平时讲话呢是用命令式的语气讲惯了。
He's so used to commanding people.
他发现他有这个难处。
He do find he has a
difficulty. 后来他养成一个习惯，每次到聚会门口。他就招待说起来进来，他就站在那里停下来祷告。
So he becomes used to a habit that he stops before entering the door of the gathering and he pray.
他怎么祷告？
And how does he pray?
他说：“主啊，愿这个门就是你的十字架。”
He prays that Lord, may this door to be your cross.
把我的尊严、把我的脾气、把我的意见，通通都放在门外。
Let's lay outside all my temper, all my honor be outside.
我过了这个门，愿你的生命在我里面做主掌权。
After I pass this door, may your life be governing and be authority amongst me.
所以大家跟这个弟兄相处，觉得很容易。
So everyone feels it's so easy to interact with this brother. He's very gentle.
很容易跟别人沟通。
And it's very easy to communicate with others.
好，弟兄姊妹，这是维持营里面。正常健康很重要，这叫做什么 ？Public health.
So it's very important to keep the public health inside this camp.
弟兄姊妹，我们在社会上过生活，我们都很尊重这个规定，对不对
？When we live our life in society, we really respect this rule.
但我们常常来聚会，我们忽略了这个点。
But when we come together, we neglect the
point. 第二个点。
要
没有亏欠。
We should not fall short.
所以说，如果你今天没有聚会以前呢，在良心里面感觉跟某个弟兄或者某个人呢有过不去的地方。
So if before you come to a gathering, you feel in your conscience that you fall short or have something against someone.
我们自己先要到主面前去。
We first have to be dealt with before.
然后我们要私下找弟兄或姊妹好好的对付。
Then we have to privately also deal with this matter with the brother or sister.
没有遗恨。
Sir, there's no
spirit of jealousy.
Spiritual jealousy.
好，弟兄姊妹们，没有 suspicion.
There's no suspicion.
今天神儿女们之间彼此不信任，是仇敌破坏教会最厉害的一个东西。
The most serious thing how enemy attacks the church is when there's no faith,
no trust
with each other. No mutual trust.
弟兄姊妹们，他用了婚姻的关系来讲到教会的生活。
Here uses the marriage relationship to talk about church life.
你要人间最亲密的关系就是 丈夫和妻子。
Husband-wife relationship is the most intimate relationship.
如果丈夫对妻子有怀疑，这个家不会快乐的。
If husband suspects against the wife, there's no happiness.
不会蒙福的。
It won't be blessed.
弟兄姊妹们，今天我们在一起，我们是家人，是彼此称作弟兄。
Today we are together, we are family members with one another, we are brothers.
有不信任。
There should not be no trust.
不能有猜疑。
There should be no suspicion.
我们必须到我们的大祭司跟前来对付这件事。
We should be dealt. We should come to the high priest to be dealt with.
这是第三方面。
And that's the third point.
那么第四方面。
Fourth.
我们看见这个奉献献的生活，就是心智。
So it's the consecration life.
这是第六章和第七章里面讲的。
That's chapter 6 and 7.
第六章讲到拿细耳人是人把自己的全人全身献给神。
Chapter 6 talks about the Nazarite, which means that he fully consecrated himself to the Lord.
那么族长们的奉献是把神所赐给我们的礼物我们还给神。
And the offering of the chiefs is that to offer back what the gifts God has given them.
当神庙里面有正常的心智奉献的生活是很正常美好的。
When God's children have a normal heart, then this offering life should be very beautiful.
神家所有的行动是根据于这个。
So all of the movement of God's household is based on this.
神真是爱的神。
Our God is the God of love.
他从来不要求我们，不强迫我们。
He never asks us, never forces us.
他乃是在爱中征服我们。
But he conquers us by love.
感动我们。
And touches us.
我们把自己献上。
So we offer up ourselves.
那么接下来到第八章。
Chapter 8
讲到教会的那个性质和功用。
Talk about the nature and also function of church.
这一次我预备民数记，最感动我的就是第八章。
When I prepare Book of Numbers, what touches me the most is Chapter 8.
有一个晚上我在思想第八章，忽然主把那个图画给我看见的时候，那个膏油啊，真是满满的随着这个微弱不堪的人。
When I was preparing this.One night, but then when I was preparing chapter 8, one night the Lord truly touches me and this anointing oil truly pours down.
实行的时候像灯台一样是见证基督的生命的。
When church is being executed, then it's just like a golden lampstand that testifies the life of Christ.
他说那个灯台七盏灯点的时候灯盏都要向前照。
When we light the seven lamps, and they should give life force.
我们这是指着从圣所进门看前面，你看见的呢？除了灯台，越过灯台，你就看见那个幔子。
So that is when we go from outside of the holy place to walk inside. Then when we pass it, when we pass through the golden lampstand, we see the veil.
那个幔子是分开圣所和至圣所。
This veil separates the holy place and the holies of holies.
那个灯台的灯一点亮的时候，那幔子上面有什么你就看见。
As soon as the candlestick is being lit, then you see whatever is on the veil.
弟兄姊妹，那幔子上有什么呢？
Then what's on the veil?
基路伯。
Cherubims.
基路伯是说出神的荣耀。
Cherubims talks about the glory of God.
他用四活物哈，在以西结书里面讲到他是生命的一个发表。四方面的发表。
And there are four living creatures in Book of Ezekiel talks about the four manifestations of life.
而这个发表显在什么呢？利未人的侍奉上面。
And this manifestation expressed on the service of Levi.
全体弟兄姊妹把基督的生命借着我们的服事显出来。
All of the brothers and sisters through service.Manifest the life of Christ.
那是一个极其美好荣耀的光景。
That is such a beautiful and glorious condition.
我自己啊，尝过一点点，我羡慕的不得了。
I have tasted a little bit of this, and I'm truly desirous.
弟兄姊妹，若是教会真有那个光景，你天天都想来聚会。
If church has such condition, then you would like to come to gathering every day.
每一堂聚完会，你都不想回家。
After each gathering, you don't want to go home.
因为主真是好。
For the Lord is so good.
真是美丽。
The Lord is so beautiful.
从弟兄姊妹的侍奉身上显出来。
From all the service of brothers and sisters that can be manifested.
这个是第五个点。
That's the fifth point.
第六个点要守逾越节。
Keep the Passover.
我只简单的讲一个点。
I would like to only simply speak.
就是吃喝基督。
To eat and drink from Christ.
我们走路才有力量。
Then we have strength to walk.
所以神要他们纪念，在埃及他们第一个逾越节，他们是手拿拐杖。 脚上穿鞋，一边吃，预备走路。
So God would like them to remember the first Passover in Egypt, that is, they are taking the rod in their hands and also have the ready for the shoes on the feet, and they start to prepare for walking.
弟兄姊妹们，若是我们每个主日擘饼，活在这样属灵的光景。
If each Sunday when we break the bread, that we live in such spiritual condition,
我们要来的这一周生活是有力量的。
Then the upcoming week, our life will be full of power.
是喜乐的。
Will be joyful.
啊，碰到事情来，我们有免疫力的。
When we face difficulties, we are immune to this.
这仇敌的攻击进不来的。
And the attack of enemy cannot come in.
那么最后。第七个点
And finally, the 7th
行动的有四个要素
There are four essential points for walking
第一个是云柱
First is a pillar of cloud
刚才我们已经讲了第二个是那个银号
Second is the silver trumpet
这是祭司吹的
That's been blown by the priest
他用银做的
It's been built by silver
银号的吹响是根据于云彩
So the blowing of the trumpet is based on the movement of the cloud.
所以一个呢，在救恩上面被主捶打过的人，他能够代表神来把神的引领交通给弟兄姊妹。
So for someone being hammered by the Lord regarding salvation, he's able to represent God to fellowship with his people.
第十章里面有一段小小的插曲。
And in chapter 10, there's a little story.
就摩西他们要往前走的时候呢，他邀请他的岳父跟他们同行。
So when Moses was going moving forward, he asked his father-in-law to go with him.
结果他的岳父就是婉拒了，他说我要回我的本地，我的本族去。
But his father-in-law said that he would like to go back his own country.
在行动神引导他儿女们行动的时候。
When God guides his children to move.
一切属地的人情世故要被脱离。
We have to be delivered from all the human ties on earth.
弟兄姊妹，人情世故是很麻烦的。
For all those human and social ties is very complicated.
我碰过一些聚会啊，他们的讲台安排是根据于你跟他亲戚关系有多少。
I have met some gathering that how they arrange the speaker for the message is based on what's their relatives.
受苦啊。
So brothers and sisters really suffer.
真是受苦啊。
They really suffer.
所以今天我们在所有的决定上面呢，我们要学习。你要跟随圣灵，要能够吹号，必须要脱开人情。
So we have to learn based on the, if we would like to follow the Holy Spirit, we have to really be delivered from the human ties.
最后呢，约柜走在前面，成为他们的保护。
So at the end, the Ark of Covenant walks ahead of them, become their protection.
因为他们这一路上面各种的危险，各种的征战。
For they go through all kinds of dangers and warfare.
所以摩西呢，在约柜往前行的时候，他就说：“耶和华，求你兴起，愿你的仇敌四散。”
So when the Ark of Covenant goes forward, Moses says that raise up, Lord, and may your enemies be scattered.
愿恨你的人从你面前逃跑。
And let them hate you, be free before you.
约柜停住的时候，他就说：“耶和华，求你回到以色列的千万人中。”
And so when the Ark of Covenant stops, he said, "Return, Lord, unto the thousands of Israel."
我在讲，唯有照着基督，基督才成为我们的保护。
Only when according to Christ, then Christ becomes our protection.
愿主祝福他的话。
May the Lord bless His word.
谢谢弟兄姊妹们的耐心。
Thank all the patience of brothers and sisters. Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你爱我们。
For you've loved us.
你不仅拯救我们脱离黑暗的权势。
Not only you've delivered us from the power of darkness.
并且你要救我们进入你自己的荣耀里。
And you would like to save us into your glory.
所以今天你要引导你的教会向着标杆前行。
So today you guide your church to walk toward the goal.
直到我们在你里面。得着父所命定的产业。
Until one day we gain the inheritance appointed by Father.
主啊，我们虽然不堪。
Although we are so unworthy.
我们虽然无知。
Although we are ignorant.
但是我们到你的跟前来。
But we come before your feet.
我们感谢你是你的怜悯。
We thank you for being merciful.
是你的慈爱。
And your loving kindness.
主啊，你要来教导我们。
that you would like to teach us.
你要来引导我们,
you will guide us.
你要在一路上供应扶持我们,
and you provide and lift us up all this way.
主啊, 愿你得着我们,
may you gain us.
我们能够有拿细耳人的心智,
so we have the heart of being a Nazarene.
肯为着我们的主把自己分别出来,
so we can be separated from
我们能够像 当时的族长们一样,
just like the chiefs,
把你所赐给我们的, 我们归还给你,
we offer back what you have given us,
好叫我们能够和弟兄姊妹同心合意地走你引导的道路,
so we can be with brothers and sisters in one accord to walk the way that you guide us.
主啊, 愿你在我们身上成全你的旨意,
may you fulfill your will upon us.
听我们的祷告,
listen to our prayers,
奉耶稣基督的圣名,
in the holy name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.